quick, we're going to stay in worship. I prefer that you just receive what I'm going to release right now, whether you're at home or you're here. I felt as we were worshiping, I had this word. And I felt I was supposed to share it with you. And it's this, that understand that there are no boundaries to His affection for you. Now, I just want to declare the gospel again. That God became a man and dwelt among us. No one has seen God at any time. But Jesus has seen Him face to face, and He is the perfect explanation of the Father. And it was because of His great love with which He loved us. And so we were singing that song, it's about Lazarus. And I felt like reading some of John 11 to you, and I want you to understand the humanity and the divinity of Jesus. And let His affection for you become so personal. Where you are right now, if you would just receive this revelation. It was said that Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus. And Lazarus died. And Mary and Martha, they ran out to meet Jesus. He came back to Bethany. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. And it says, when Mary finally found Jesus outside the village, she fell at His feet in tears and said, "Lord, if only You had been here, my brother would not have died." And when Jesus looked at Mary and saw her weeping at His feet and all her friends who were with her grieving, He shuddered with emotion and was deeply moved with tenderness and compassion. And He said to them, "Where did You bury Him?" "Lord, come with us and we'll show You," they replied. And then Jesus wept. Jesus wept. I just declare to you that this man is holy God, but He is holy man. He knows you and understands you. That God has this burning and passionate desire for man. And it's most well illustrated in the fact that He became a man. He put on flesh and He dwelt among us. He was the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He's asking you today to do just one thing. It's the same thing He's asking me to do. Just come close. Believe in Him. The works of God are simple. They're to believe in the One in whom the Father sent. So just come close to Him today. The greatest miracle is this. Is that God made you a new creation. That He gave you and I new DNA. That we were born into the lineage of Adam, but He has undone that. He has made us a new creation. How will He, who did not withhold His own Son, Abba did not withhold His own Son, how will He not also freely give us all things? So I just want the purity of the gospel to sit in our hearts and our minds this morning. The resurrection power, the greatest miracle, the new creation that we are in Christ that overcomes fear. That it overcomes fear of the storms of this age, the things that are brewing in our culture, in our country, in the nation, and the fear of punishment, and the fear of not being good enough to come into His presence. His affection for you knows no boundaries. His affection for you knows no boundaries. So, Father, we acknowledge You. Just give Him your yes. Just say, "I receive You. I receive You. I give You all of my affection because You have given me all of Yours." I just say yes. We say yes. and offerings right now. You can give in the basket up front, akbridgeofhope.com. We have boxes in the back as well. Hey, I just want us all, tell your soul, praise Him, bless Him, overflow with joy. I speak to my soul on a regular basis, and I tell it what to do, right, to come in alignment with who He says I am, who He is. So, with that, we're going to pray for offering and finish the worship. Father, we thank you so much for your great love with which you've loved us. Let's pray for every one of us right now that your light, that your blinding light, it would just shine right now. I'm just going to take a minute to pray, just to intercede for this fellowship. John declared that which they had heard from the beginning, that God is light, in him there is not even a trace of darkness. When we come into the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and truly our fellowship is with Abba Father and with Jesus Christ his Son, and the blood of the Lamb of God continually cleanses us from all sin. So I just pray right now that, Father, you would expose darkness in our hearts, that you would expose darkness within this fellowship through your blinding light. Father, we're asking for grace for this house, for transformation, for conformity. We heard that word last week. You were designed. You were designed to be conformed to the image of his Son. Let that reality just marinate for a second inside of you. I've heard for so long men saying, I want to be like David, I want to be like Paul or Samson, my son said. You know who you want to be like? And you know who you have the capacity to be like? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's who. Conform not into the image of David, not into the image of Peter, but conformed into the image of his Son. Do you believe that? Do I believe that? Right now, Father, I pray for a unique grace for every person in this house to be conformed to the image of your Son. Cause your light to shine upon us. Cause your light to shine upon us. Transform us. Amen. Hey, worship team, thank you. As always.
I just got a text from Steve, and I'd like to pray for them. They're not feeling well at all. I don't know why I'm so weepy this morning, but... Father, we just miss bringing on our family up to you right now, God. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed. And Father, I just pray that your presence would fall on our home, and every broken thing would be made right. All sickness would cease and stop in the name of Jesus right now. Father, we plead your blood over their home and over their family, and that it wouldn't progress, it would stop and be done. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for your healing. Thank you for your power. Thank you that when we call on your name, you always show up. So, Father, we just plead your blood over their family. We say, be well, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every single one, every piece of bread, in the name of Jesus, we trust you. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Experience your goodness in all that you
probably need more prayer than all of them. My bro, I love that guy. All right, Father, we thank you for new life. Father, we thank you for Thorne and for Taylor, Ryan. Father, I pray that just right now, as this young baby who's brand new to the world, that you would come in and you would set a seal upon this young man, his heart. That the Spirit of the living God would be poured out. The wisdom and the revelation and just the life and the life of God over young Thorne. Pray that his entire life would be marked by pursuing you and being with you and enjoying you always. We pray for Taylor and Ryan. Give them wisdom and grace as parents. I pray that they would see your character more through their role as a father and a mother. Pray for Matt and Jen that they would steward, you know, this opportunity as grandparents to really invest and impart wisdom into their children and their grandchild. Just thank you. Amen. All right, announcements. Are we doing announcements? Okay.
Please hear me. Good morning, everybody. I just want to say before I get into the announcement, the presence of the Lord is here this morning, and I can feel it in the atmosphere. I'm rhyming here. And so I just want us to stay where we're at, stay in this spirit, because we know who he is. He is all things, and so he's going to heal. He's going to deliver us from whatever we're going through today. So I just thank you, Lord, for being here with us this morning. Whether you are here in the body, in church, or you're at home, because we are all family. Our heart is entwined together. We are together. And so, Lord, I just thank you for making us one and continuing in your light and who you are. So thank you, guys. The only announcement I have for today is Hope for the Kids. It's an outreach to the community. Oh, Lord, I don't have my glasses. It's an outreach for the community for clothes. Oh, there it is up there. So we're blessing the community with love by donating diapers, wipes, and children's clothing for a free giveaway event. And we are accepting donations through May the 4th. The donations are diapers, wipes, and newborn clothing, size 18 clothes, car seats, whatever, gently used clothing. And we're dropping it off out here in the foyer. And there are flyers in the foyer with information on it. And so thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Deborah. Deborah, I love you. I appreciate what you bring in and just your friendship. So, Ben, can we bring up the Kenya slide, please? I'm not Sandra, as you can tell, but Sandra's watching from home. Hey, Sandra. But Sandra and a few other people, raise your hand if you're planning on going to Kenya. Right? Okay, the Gauls, they're not here. But the Father's Delight Mission School, you can see that's where they're going. And this is in May, right, Ben? I think I got that right. Okay, May 22nd. Thank you, Miss Eleanor. You have an opportunity to partner with this mission trip. You can see that they are building on to the chapel and the classrooms there, supporting the Father's Delight Mission School. It's a very cool opportunity for the body. So is there another slide, or is that it, Ben? Okay, so Sandra is the person I talked to if you're interested in contributing to the mission effort there in Kenya. So I think I got most of that, Sandra, so I'm sorry if I did not. Do we have any other announcements at all? All right, so today, a little bit unique, we are not doing youth, and we are not doing kids' church. We're just going to stay in here, and Kim is teaching, right? So I'm going to pray for you. Sharing. I like when you share. All right, so let's just pray for Kim, all right? We just kind of got an intimate group here today. This is fun. All right, Father, Just thank you for Kim and the voice that she has in our house and the heart that she has for you and for your people. I pray that your Son would be glorified through her words. I pray that the believers, that your body would be strengthened and edified through what she shares today. That she would keep her thoughts focused on you, and that she would impart something to us that takes root and that is exceedingly fruitful. We just thank you for her and the work that you've done in her life in this house. Amen.
Quiet my spirit for a minute. Just want to get ready. Hi, darling. My guy. I have to acknowledge he's here. He laid down a lot to be here this morning.